the golf course today would cost $4 to $5 million. And a reminder, that golf course was more efficient because the city already owned the land, so we were leveraging existing assets that we had, right? So this is effectively two $4 to $5 million projects done at once, but it's with two partners. And so I think it's, you know, the amount, there's sticker shock, and I mean I think about it a lot, right? But we've got to make sure that we're not using property tax dollars. Property taxes are, I mean, it's some pain that most people feel, right? And it's a topic amongst state politics right now. Mm-hmm. We have one of the lowest property tax rates in the state at the city. We have one of the lowest utility rates at the city. I mean, we operate very efficiently, you know. We haven't raised property tax request at the city since I've been on city council. So it's a matter of doing these things and leveraging partnerships and leveraging private individuals that believe in it, that want to invest in the future of Valentine. And, you know, I think, though, with this whole thing is the next step is we've got to make a decision if we want to buy the building. And if we do, we still have an exit strategy, right? So if over the course of 2024, we can't put this together, or if we can't find a design that everybody likes, or if the funding's not there, we can get out because the sellers have offered to purchase it back at what we would buy it for, right? And so it's a really unique situation that de-risks this thing. So by the time that we would ever turn dirt, we would have talked about it for 2 years.
Right.
And so we're trying to get input. We want input. We want to hear what people's concerns are, right? But I hope that everybody can approach it from maybe a step back and saying, hey, like what's going to give Valentine the best chance to be competitive and successful and sustain these businesses and this quality of life 10, 20 years from now? What do we need to do that?
Well, and remind you that if you have a question you want to call in, call 402-376-2400. Hannah can write that down, and then we can ask the guys here if something we don't cover in there. But do you anticipate that this could cash flow? I mean, would it? The plan, I take it, is to make sure it's not costing any money to run it. You can get enough money out of it to pay the bills.
So the way it would operate as planned now is the city would operate the wellness component and the county would operate the convention component. So maybe I'll speak to the wellness side and let Rich hit the other side. We see a pretty clear path to this thing cash flowing. It's a matter of getting a couple bigger employers on board to provide access to that facility as an employment benefit. You know, the hospital, we've had some conversations with them, and there's some reimbursements from Medicare that could make that pretty attractive to them.
What about the schools?
We've talked to the schools, and the schools, I wasn't here. Do you remember when? But they tried doing a gym, right?
Well, I think when they originally started that and the high school, late 70s to around 80 before they built it, they had two gyms and a swimming pool involved in it, if I remember right. And then by the time they actually got things done, that would have been in the earlier 70s. By the time they got things done, they got about half of what they really wanted to get for twice the money with construction costs. So, but yeah, they've talked about getting a new gym and trying to do something that they would help out with.
Yeah, so we've talked to the schools, and again, this is stuff that all needs finalized when there's firmer numbers and design. But they're interested in participating so that their kids can practice after school and not have to wait until 6 o'clock to start the second basketball practice, you know, right, or the second volleyball practice. So, yeah, I mean, our goal is to involve everybody in town and fill gaps that exist through this one facility.
So somebody called in and wanted to know about this project, why it's not up to a public vote. I guess we didn't really vote on the golf course or the swimming pool. It was part of the same.